All right, there. Listen, that was a dramatic end to a game, and Harps get an equaliser at a stage when probably Athlone Town felt they could have won it.
Yeah, I'm absolutely gutted for them in there, because they done everything well until again, like, they maybe got to the final third, and we only maybe showed that one really bit of quality from the goal that we scored, but we had numerous other opportunities in the game, and you know, maybe just lacking that wee bit of belief in front of goal, and I don't know why, because we've scored a lot of goals from open play. So, look, as you say, when there's 4 or 5 minutes to go and you're 1-0 down, you take a point. You certainly would, but when you analyse the whole game, the 95 minutes, you're probably disappointed that you haven't took 3. But look, credit to Athlone, and again, you've heard me say it here lots of times, I think they're a really good side. They're really powerful up front. And they cause you problems, and they caused us problems today as well. You know, Tim makes 2 really, really good saves in the game. And that's maybe the difference. You know, their efforts were on target and our efforts were off target, and over the course of the game. I'm gutted for them because of how hard they've worked. The turnaround in the games as well, from Friday to Monday, and, you know, freshening it up, and it worked in our favour today. And it just shows you how tight-knit they are as a group, you know. Everyone's delighted in there for the kid. You know, he's 15.
Young Gavin.
He's 15, and we've got to be very careful with him. His ball in for the goal is magnificent. And then, in injury time, he probably is the only player in our team that sees the pass for Dixie. You know, it's an unbelievable ball. For a 15-year-old boy to be able to see that, you know, it shows that he is, you know, he has a chance. There certainly does, and he's at a good club with good people, and we just have to be careful with him, because we have to remember he's only 15. But he's come on to a game today, and he's impacted the game in a 14-minute cameo role, if you want to call it that, you know. But I have a lot of belief in the kid. Everybody's a lot of belief in the kid, so I'm delighted for him too. You know, he'll remember that, his first game at Finn Park.
Yeah.
And he's made an impact in the game, so...
Look. Certainly has. He came on as a late substitute, and he wasn't afraid to get on the ball, which is what he's all about, isn't he? He showed some clever touches. And I mentioned too for Patrick Ferry, because it was one of those nights where, you know, in front of the goal, he had a couple of opportunities, but that header that brought the equaliser was a great finish.
The one thing about Patrick is he just keeps going, you know. Nobody beats himself up more than Patrick, believe me in that. You know, he's very, very hard on himself. I'm just delighted that he was able to keep his head up today, you know, because he did have 2 or 3 decent chances before the one that he actually takes. It's a great header and it's a great finish. He's in there at the moment beating himself up because he misses the opportunity at the end. And I'm trying to say to him, Patrick, look, don't be too hard on yourself, son. I'd be more annoyed if you weren't in the positions to miss the opportunities. So, look, it's something we work on. He's got a great teacher in Kevin McHugh. He can't learn from many better than McHugh. So, look, again, I'm just disappointed for them, because I thought our performance overall warranted 3 points. And I've always been honest in post-match interviews, and this one's the same. I'm gutted for them, because I thought over the course of the 90 minutes we were the better side.
Okay, well, listen, it was a busy bank holiday weekend, the match on Friday night, and then tonight, as you say, you're back on the bike again because you've got to go to Cove at the end of this week. So it's relentless, isn't it, Darren? It's these running games, that they never stop.
No, it's certainly relentless. I always find it quite interesting when I hear other people talking about 2 games in 7 days. You know, I always, you know, wonder, like, we're playing 3 games in 7 days for part-time footballers, and we're playing 90 minutes. So, you know, so it's a big ask, and it's certainly a big ask when you're heading to Cove again on Friday evening. So, look, the one thing I know, the boys will rest up well, and they'll go to Cove, and we'll try and give a good account of ourselves, like we have. Oh, here, anybody that's come to any Harps games this season, yes, you can be disappointed with results. There's certainly no doubt about that. You can be disappointed with some of the results that we've had. The one thing that you certainly can't be disappointed with is the application and the attitude of the players. And all I've ever said is that's the maximum I've ever wanted. And to be fair, I tell them all the time, the 2 things that you can control in there is your attitude and your work rate. And, you know, our attitude and work rate in all games this year has been as good as anybody in the league. And yes, it will be difficult. I give them tomorrow off, and then we'll be back on Wednesday, and then obviously the long journey to Cove starts probably somewhere around 9 o'clock on Friday morning, and we probably arrive home at 6 a.m. the following day. So look, again, people maybe are sick of me saying it, and people are maybe sick of me backing the players up, and people are saying, you know, you're always guarding them. What they go through on a weekly basis just to be out on the pitch, they deserve that. You know, there's not too many other teams in the country. I doubt there's any other team in Ireland will be going through what we're going through on Friday afternoon, or Friday morning, Friday afternoon and Friday evening to compete in a game of football. But as I said, it's something we all signed up for, and I know that when we're on the bus and on the way down the road, I know whatever team I put out in the pitch, I'll get a committed performance, and that's all I want.
Okay, well done tonight.
Thank you.